7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Firstly, I would like to send my condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, to all the Muslims throughout the world during this blessed and eventful and sad month of Muharram, a month where all Muslims should know the history, where all Muslims unfortunately do not know the history, where the month of Muharram has been changed into some places as a month of celebration, as an Islamic New Year, where even, for example, in certain places they have a type of, you know, Father Christmas type figure that comes and, you know, gives gifts to children on the day of Ashura. A true Muslim, a true human, a person who has an iota of love in their heart for humanity even. He may not even be a person who believes in God and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if he has some dignity, some humility, the understanding, and who knows about the events that occurred in this month, how can you celebrate this month when you know what happened to one of the greatest individuals that set foot on this earth? So inshallah, the book that we would like, or the books that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners over the course of these few sessions, will obviously be focusing on the month of Muharram and the month and the events and the some of the individuals who, you know, are important during this particular period of time. So inshallah, please stay tuned for our next segment where we'll be introducing one of these books. So please stay tuned.
At the horizon, the swords were waiting for he. It was the last night that the moon could see his shining face like a tree. Again he looked at the horizon, his children were waiting for he.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is the book titled The Event of Taf, the earliest historical account of the tragedy of Karbala. This book was written originally by Abu Mikhnaf Lut ibn Yahya al-Azdi al-Ghamidi al-Kufi. But what is important for our dear listeners to understand is that the original book of Abu Mikhnaf was lost. There was a period of time where a book known as the Maqtal of Abu Mikhnaf was circulated amongst the Shia communities, the Muslim communities, especially in the Middle East. But this book was a forgery. It was not real. It was a fake book. It was a book that made the event of Karbala and the Day of Ashura, you know, very misguiding, and he actually misguided the people. So in actual fact, this book then was researched and abstracted from other, you know, relatively authentic historical sources, such as the history of Tabari. So the individual who made the effort to do this research and to actually kind of compile the book of the Maqtal of Abu Mikhnaf was Sheikh Muhammad Hadi al-Yusufi al-Gharawi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him. Sheikh Gharawi is one of the leading researchers and historians in the seminary of Qum, rather in all Shia seminaries throughout the world. He has a very beautiful book on the history of Islam that unfortunately is only still in Arabic, and we hope and pray that one day someone will make the effort to translate that 10-volume book into English, inshallah. But it will require a lot of effort. So originally this book was abstracted, written into Arabic. So the abstracts from other historical sources was done and was then compiled into a book with all the Arabic kind of references. This book was then obviously translated into Persian. And then from the Arabic, the person who translated it into English was Brother Umar Komo. This translation was done under the guidance and under the auspices of the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, which is in the Islamic Republic of Iran, in the city of Qom. So this basically is the book that we would like to, or basically the history around the book that we are introducing to our dear listeners today, understanding that this is not the original book of Abu Mikhnaf. The original book is lost. There was a fake book under that name circulating amongst the people. And this great scholar, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him for us, Sheikh Yusuf Gharawi, went, did the effort and abstracted those references that other historical books have taken from Abu Mikhnaf, and has taken those references and compiled them to form the book that we know as Waqi'atu Taf, or as translated as the event of Taf. Taf is another name for the land of Karbala. It's just one of the names, and it comes in some of the historical anecdotes that speak about Karbala. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So inshallah, please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduce to our dear listeners is titled The Event of Ta'f, the earliest historical account of the tragedy of Karbala. It is a book that was originally written by Abu Mikhnaf, Lut ibn Yahya al-Azdi al-Ghamida al-Kufi. And as we mentioned in our previous segment, that origin of this, the original book was lost. This book that we have with us is a revised and edited and researched version by Sheikh Muhammad Hadi al-Yusufi al-Gharawi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him and increase him. And was translated by Brother Umar Komo and published by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly that is in Qom. So today, being one of the days of Muharram, and normally obviously during these days and during these nights when we are attending the majalis of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the event of the martyrdom of one of the family members of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is recited. So in keeping with that tradition, we will recite a part of this book where it speaks about the martyrdom of Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Akbar alayhi salam. The martyrdom of the family members of Al-Husayn alayhi salam. The martyrdom of Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Akbar alayhi salam. Ali al-Akbar ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam was the first to be killed on the day of Ashura from the Bani Abi Talib. His mother was Layla, daughter of Abu Murrah ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi. He began attacking the people while he recited the following: I am Ali, son of Husayn ibn Ali. By the Lord of the house, we are closest to the Prophet. By Allah, a man born of fornication, i.e. Ibn Ziyad, shall not judge us. He did that several times. Then Murrah ibn Munqidh ibn al-Nu'man al-Abdi saw him. He said, may the felonies of the Arabs come on me if he gets past me during the same as he has been doing, and I do not deprive his mother of him. Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam continued to attack the people with his sword. Murrah ibn Munqidh came against him and stabbed him. He was struck down and the people fell upon him, cutting him with their swords. Al-Husayn alayhi salam came to his body saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kill the people who killed you, my son. How foolhardy they are against the merciful and in violating the sacredness of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will only be dust on the world after you. A woman came hurrying out crying, "Oh my brother, oh my nephew." She came up and threw herself on the body. Al-Husayn alayhi salam came near to her, held her by a hand, and led her back to the tent. He then turned towards his young men and said, "Carry your brother back." They carried him from the place he was killed and put him before the tent which they had been fighting in front of. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.